I want to share with you a scripture, and then we'll close. If you'll turn with me, please, to Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Jesus is speaking, and he is speaking in parables or in stories. And as he tells this story, it becomes a fascinating one with lots and lots of teaching. We won't get into the teaching in any detail this evening, but I just share Matthew 22, the first 14 verses. Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And he sent forth another servant, saying, Tell them which were bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. When the king came to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. And I share with you, really, in a sense, taking it out of its context because there isn't time to develop this. But I just want to share with you a challenge from verse 9. Look at it. Go ye. Notice it doesn't say send ye. Go ye. Therefore. Wherefore this therefore? I'll show you the wherefore. The wherefore is that the guests were bidden. The guests refused. The guests took the servants and despitefully used them and murdered some. The king then destroyed in righteous wrath their city and its inhabitants. Then he said, The wedding is now ready. Therefore, go ye into the highways and into the byways, and compel people, bring such as you meet into the wedding feast. It doesn't matter whether they're your caste or class, your color or creed, go ye, bring them, go ye, bring them. Bring as many as ye shall find. Isn't that an interesting expression? Not those that say, Oh, willingly will I come. Or those that will say, Well, what do I get if I come? Or those that say, Well, in a minute. You met those. You bring those you find. And Jesus didn't leave any room, it seems to me, for any excuse. The people who had made the excuses were already destroyed. Now you, his servants, go. and bring. Then we come to this beautiful 10th verse, where they are to go into the highways, and they went, and they gathered together as many as they found, and these people that they found were acceptable and unacceptable, and the wedding then was furnished. I was so excited this morning to see our ushers bring in chairs in the back, for I felt there were many coming to the wedding. Many were coming, for truly the banquet table was furnished, wasn't it? And we dined at the table of the Lord. There's going to be a slogan, if I dare to use slogans in this church. A slogan for 79. Come and dine in 79. Feast at the table set for us. How can we do it? Why do we do it? Well, our closing hymn tells us. 132. I serve a risen Savior. He's all the world. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. Reason? He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart.